lightning flashed. A moment later, thunder rumbled heavily. "Lucky we made it into the shelter before the rain," one of the men said. Nikki nodded absently as she leaned close, groping purposefully across Richard's chest. He cried out, arching his back against the heavy wooden tabletop, trying to twist away from her probing fingers. The other woman immediately pressed his shoulders down to keep him in place. He tried to speak. He almost got the words out, but then he coughed up a mouthful of thick blood. He started choking as he tried to breathe. The woman holding his shoulders turned his head aside. "Spit," she told him as she bent close. The feeling of not being able to get any air brought a flash of hot fear. Richard did as she said. She swept her fingers through his mouth, working to clear an airway. With her help, he finally managed to cough and spit out enough blood to be able to pull in some of the air he so desperately needed. As Nikki's fingers probed the area around the arrow jutting from the left side of his chest, she cursed under her breath. "Dear spirits," she murmured in soft prayer as she tore open his blood-soaked shirt, "let me be in time." "I was afraid to pull out the arrow," the other woman said. "I didn't know what would happen, didn't know if I should, so I decided I'd better leave it and hope I could find you." "Be thankful you didn't try," Nikki said, her hand slipping.